Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival, 35th edition. I'm here with Sierra Pettingill of The Reagan Show, co-director and producer of the film. The Reagan Show, of course, is a film about Ronald Reagan, and it's only a film made only by archival material. So the first question is, how many hours did you watch before cutting out this kind of film?
Yeah, the film took 3.5 years, and the primary reason for that is because we watched over 1,000 hours of footage. About half, maybe more than half of that is footage that the Reagan administration itself documented as part of a department called the White House Television Office.
Yeah. Was the first time that anybody had this.
There were other presidents had a similar office, but Reagan documented more than all the five presidents before him.
So there was plenty of material.
There was plenty of material.
I'm really curious to know about the writing process. Because did you write a provisional screenplay or schedule of the film before watching the material, or you were writing while you were watching?
We were writing while we were watching, and we came to the film with the idea that one way you could look at Ronald Reagan and his presidency is through the media that he's creating, and also the way that the television media is absorbing that and critiquing that. So it was basically the idea of how do you look at a performer performing the role of the presidency. Mm-hmm. And that's what we came to the film with. But the plot, the policies we were going to follow, the script, we didn't have any preconception of, which was actually very important to me, as I work a lot with archival footage. And rather than using that material just to illustrate concrete predetermined thesis, we watched, probably just spent a year and a half only watching footage and seeing what that archive could tell us, which I think to me is what makes a difference between an essay and cinema.
It's like an inspiration more than a tool.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, it was also very important to keep in mind who was authoring the material that was on the screen. So we made sure that it was clear to the audience which footage was Reagan's footage and which footage is the news footage. So there's not, you're not just repeating, he's creating these images almost as propaganda, and we can't just repeat those without, commenting on
them. Did you ever think of meeting somebody that was involved in that White House television, if there was still
there are still people alive. We read a lot, we were reading constantly, but we knew from the beginning we were never going to have interviews in the film, and we were never going to have a narrator, and we weren't going to have anyone from the present tense. Our rules were we were not going to leave nothing past 1988. Yeah, we thought about it, but the problem with this film is that things that aren't documented, things behind the scenes, what you're learning from behind the scenes doesn't matter unless it's on film. And so there's a limit to how much that information, I read a ton of books that were covering the behind the scenes. Very fascinating, and that was really important to know that history. Mm. But if it's not in an image, it wasn't going
to
be in the
film.
Yeah, for
you it was not possible to use it, of course. After having watched so many hours of stuff, and which was like nearly the first time of a presidency in the U.S. being so visible, how do you think that this White House television was influenced our contemporary ways of selling politics? Because it was like selling himself.
I mean, I think it's a really fascinating moment because it's kind of the right man. The right man at the right time, because 1980 is the beginning of CNN, of the beginning of the 24-hour news network. The technology is changing, so there's video. It's capable to record, an exponential amount more material. And so having an actor in that role at that particular historical moment, it's kind of the the right man at the right time. And so it really feels like you're watching the roots of the present day, and you can see the media is actually very reflective on, we're not used to having someone stage manage. We're not used to someone providing us images. How do we deal with that? And they're talking about it. So you can see it kind of taking shape, and you're able, you know, we obviously are skipping 30 years ahead, but you can see where we've arrived now and how that's possible as the media kind of gets comfortable with that.
Yeah, and with that kind of presence. A little bit too comfortable.
I think a little bit too comfortable.
Also, one kind of shocking and part is when in one interview, Reagan says, "I wonder how a person that has never been an actor can be a president," which is really scary.
It's very scary, and
compared to our actual U.S. presidency, is even scarier.
No, it's very scary, and he's very honest about it, and that was kind of incredible and horrifying to watch in the footage is how often he refers to his roles and acting, and you know, within our film, he says when he's kind of besieged by the crisis of the Iran-Contra, he says, as I used to say in my old business, save something for the third act, and I will. And he actually thinks in those terms. And, you know, he's kind of famous for conflating and confusing films that he was acting in about World War II with the historical moment. And so it is, he's also thinking that
as he always played the good guy, that he was the good guy.
Yeah.
Even there. So he was like this kind of self-conscious.
Yeah, which I, you know, in a very disturbing way, I actually miss someone who aspires to be the good guy, you know, that's not Trump's agenda.
Listen, Sierra, which kind of reaction did you get from the film?
It aired in the U.S.,
in the U.S.
It premiered in April, and so we've been taking it around the country for a while now, and then it aired on CNN in September. And what wasn't surprising, but has been interesting to watch, is you know everyone has a connection and an opinion to Ronald Reagan. Mm. Everyone has some preconceived notion, and if they were alive, they have a very emotional connection to him, whether positive or negative. Mm. And so we knew that people were going to bring a lot to the film, It's hard to summarize, like, you know, a very wide swath of reactions, but some people felt more empathetic towards him than they thought they were going to. Mm-hmm. Other people had just confirmed what they thought. You know, some people on the right thought we did a hit job. Some people on the right thought we were quite fair. You know, it was actually much more nuanced than I had expected, which especially, you know, going on Twitter and seeing, okay, how are people reacting during a CNN broadcast? Mm-hmm. I was really terrified. And it was actually a really nuanced kind of open conversation happening, which is at least is heartening.
Not much from the guts, but more from the mind and from the soul.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe that has something to do with the distance, distance. Yeah.
And then also, I think the contemporary history of U.S. maybe can put everything in a different perspective.
Yeah, which is crazy because I wasn't making this film with Trump in mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a good mirror. Good. I don't know if it's a good. It's a mirror.
Yeah.
Let's not make it.
We need mirrors.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Sierra Patinkin, director and co-director and producer of The Reagan Show. I'm Angela Cerbi from the Torino Film Festival for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.